It's Tuesday, and on a Tuesday, we love to talk about the sport they play in heaven, rugby union, with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are you, mate?
G'day, Peter. G'day, everybody.
Mates, some great results from our local clubs over the weekend. The Brumbies defeated the top of the table Blue Boars. The Bulls defeated the top of the table Wanderers from Newcastle. And the Musselbrook Heelers defeated their rivals, the Waratahs, who had just affronted them in the table as well. Fantastic results for local rugby.
Yeah, it's good to see that the efforts are starting to come together and people are getting back out and about, and not only getting out there and watching games, but playing games and being part of the experience. So it usually takes a little while to get ourselves moving, but I've always said the heroes and champions step up in July, and it certainly is now July. So the opportunity is there for some of our clubs to finish off their seasons. Hopefully that can build into 2022. But certainly good to see that the Bulls have got over the top of a very good Wanderers side that's been dominating the comp. And as again, Santos Narrabri Blue Bulls have dominated the Santos Central Rugby Premiership, and that's 3 out of 4 for the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies. They're on 31 points, but the semi-finalists and the like are in the 50s. So Gunnedah, for the first time I think ever, or it's been at least 50 years since they've been on top of the table with 57 points, so it's going to be a bit of a stretch for the Brumbies to get into the top four, but you just never know. Things might collapse if Walker, of course. Big, big game for the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies. They're on the road to the Magoogoolay Moree Wee Walla Bulls, which is the biggest trip in country rugby.
And, of course, with the Newcastle Hunter Rugby Union, as I mentioned, the Heelers with a fantastic victory at home for Old Boys Day against their rivals, the Waratahs.
Yeah, the division, of course, this weekend has some interesting games there as Cessnock hit the road to take on the Griffins. East, of course, hosts Mary the Carlton. Waratahs will be looking to bounce back as they take on the Pergolvin Reds there at Waratah Oval. And, of course, Musselbrook are on the road to Cook's Hill, so that's going to be a good opportunity for the Heelers to solidify their spot in the top two and get into it. While in the other games, of course, we've got Maitland up against Southern Beaches. That'll be at the experience that is known as Marcellin. University take on Mary the Carlton, and Singo will be looking to make it back-to-back result there at God's Acre as they take on Nelson Bay. Of course, first grade kicks off just after 3 o'clock everywhere.
Yeah, great job by the Bulls in first grade, picking off a victory against the top-of-the-table Wanderers. Lots to like about local rugby. Talking about the test match right now, though, you got to give me your opinion. Did you think it was a red card, Wixie?
No, I think Marika, as much as he makes a lot of mistakes and does some good stuff, shoulder on shoulder, and Julian, you know, if ever there was a Palmer d'Or to be given, it'd be for Julian, because it was a fantastic diving act.
Mm.
It's interesting to see how the French got another two coat hangers on two of our blokes, including Hunter P, I think, twice. No cards, no nothing, just the penalty. And one particular wallaby in the forwards was very lucky not to be penalised. He didn't miss a particular French guy as well, but outstanding game. Interesting to see that Brandon Pangaramosa, who's off to Montpellier, ironically enough, in the top 14, he played the full game. So they didn't use Lonigan there from the Brumbies. They gave him a couple of caps, but Jordan Hughes-Vaise, he's come off the bench. Also, Michael Everly. Without Michael Everly, we wouldn't win test matches. It's phenomenal just the competitor he is.
Yes.
But I think certainly Lockie Swinton and also Big Ezra are the future there for this year. Big Ezra is off to Japan, like Marika is. So, yeah, interesting times. That law is, it didn't stop the players from trying hard and all that sort of thing, and the French scored an absolutely brilliant try from their own 10-metre line there to Barassi. So they finally exploited the one-man overlap on the blind side. But it was a fantastic game. Rated, I think it was 550,000 people on Channel 9, considering they do no promotion of the game at all.
And also, very quickly, talk to us about Moana Pacifica.
Yeah, they've been given the licence to play Super Rugby next year in the Harvey Norman experience. So I don't know what we're going to do with Super Rugby. Maybe we go back to the 5 and 6 teams we had, where the Moana Pacifica go into the New Zealand Conference, and we have 10 weeks of maybe having the Fijian draw. Or we just have one big 12-team competition, because the thing that lurks over our game now is the Japanese having their professional 12-team competition starting next year. So all the corporates will come together that play in the top league, and they'll have their own competition. But how that's going to be structured is going to be interesting. With the top league, of course, a lot of people seeing it on Stan, and that goes between March and around about May. And then, of course, we might have this professional comp that runs what it would be in our summer. So it's going to be very interesting to see how it works itself out, but good to see Moana Pacifica are out there. I've heard their first signing might be Sakopi Kepu, and they've got coaches there in Aaron Major and also Philatiotis. First test match, of course, this weekend is the British and Irish Lions take on the crew there from the Springboks, and that will be on Stan as well.
Looking forward to that. Always love me a Lions test. We will catch up and talk more rugby on the Sideline View on Saturday. Wixie, you have a good week, mate.
Thank you.